What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you'll never do one again. Make your bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
Make the bed.
Making the bed. Okay. Do you make your bed?
No, I don't. Well, once in a while.
Sometimes.
On what occasion do you make
the
bed?
I do all the other stuff regularly.
On what occasion do you make the bed? New sheets?
Like, actually not in the morning, not after I get up, but like later in the day I might just kind of straighten it up and make it.
All right. There's something.
Okay.
I don't.
I do it also to the strategy-wise. This way I won't get back in.
Well, if you make the bed?
See, if I get up and use the bathroom, right? I'm going to be up.
Sure.
But if I make the bed right when I get up and go use the bathroom, then chances are I will start my day. Because I'm already going to be up. Because if not, I'll just lay in there and look at my phone, blah, blah, blah.
I have no problem laying on a made bed. Like, yeah, I'm still going to lay down. Yeah. All right, here's your question.
I can't nap in a made bed.
You can't nap in a made bed?
Correct.
Because then I'll become asleep?
I don't know. It just feels weird.
Okay. You nap most of me on the sofa?
So, right, and if the bed's unmade, I'll go in there and rack out on the weekend. But, like I'm spending Saturday night out.
All right.
I'll make my bed before I leave. But then Sunday when I get home, might be a couch nap after the game, but not a made
the bed.
Nap.
I'm messing that up.
Right. No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Tom. Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Right?
All right, Tom, here's your question. What does the TV network abbreviation CBS stand for?
Columbia Broadcasting System.
One and done again.
Oh,
nice job,
too
Tom.
Easy.
Oh, sorry. All right, before we let you go, we got a 50-50 question for you. True or false, the fax machine was invented the same year that people were traveling the Oregon Trail. True or false?
I would say false.
Believe it or not, that is true.
But
the year, fax machine...
1843, believe it or not.
It's a close relative to the telegraph.
Telegraph. Oh. That's exactly it.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
So believe it or not.
Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Habitual.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you'll never do what again? Make the bed, take out the trash, vacuum, or fold laundry?
It's got to be fold laundry.
Right there with you, ma'am.
Yep.
Are you particular about the way your laundry is folded, though?
Well, no, I just do it and hang it up. I hang everything up.
Okay.
Because right. I hate folding it so much.
I'm not. My wife is very specific. And again, before we moved in together, I used to hang up everything.
Yes.
So the idea of folding laundry, I'm like, it's just, other than underwear and putting socks together, I'm like, look, I don't need to fold laundry. I just hang everything up, but when I need it, I grab it. And then when she moved in, she has a lot more clothes than me. So my closet space shrank, and then it's like, hey, we need to get a dresser. And somehow that meant everything that I hang up is now getting folded and going into the dresser.
I tell you what, man. Everybody does what they're trying to do best. So I would always cut grass. You know, you share chores.
Sure.
Based on what you enjoy doing. My first wife, she would do the laundry and fold the laundry. I would do all the outside work, wash cars, do all that stuff when she was folding laundry. She was a manager at American Eagle Outfitters.
Oh, so she folded very
Orange
specific.
In the Orange Mills Mall.
Yeah.
And when you looked at your clothes, they are perfect. I mean, perfectly folded. It was, God, I miss that.
I always feel bad when you like, you pull a shirt out or something, one of those kinds of shorts, kind of hold it up, and you're debating whether or not you want to buy it. Then you determine, you know what? I'm not going to buy them. I will just simply fold this back up and place it back on the pile.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I think I'm folding all right. And when you put it on the pile, it's very obvious that an amateur has folded this shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just stop now. All right. Here's your question. Antananarivo. It's the capital city of what nation? Antananarivo.
Antananarivo.
Could you give us a continent?
It's an island nation.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Let's go Guam.
They made a movie about it.
Madagascar.
Yep.
I was going to say Madagascar either way, just because it's fun to say.
It is fun to say. Antananarivo, Madagascar.
Jeez, a whiz.
Miles, you went to Madagascar, didn't you?
I did not. Closest I got to that was Zambia.
All right.
Yeah, closer than we did, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
My kids were close to it last month. They were in Zanzibar.
Right. Your kid went. All right.
Yeah, Zanzibar. Yeah. All right. Your question. What must be held by anyone wishing to speak during meetings in the book The Lord of the Flies?
Ooh. Yeah. I think you can also make fritters out of it.
Mm-hmm.
An apple.
That's where I went.
Conch shell.
Conch shell, man.
The conch shell.
Did you read that book in school or not?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
I
don't
know. You should at least watch the movie.
Who's in it?
Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar.
That was his name.
No kidding.
There's an actor named Balthazar Getty.
I thought you had to be alive in Bible times for your name to be Balthazar.
You should be alive in Bible times, but no. He's probably about my age, but when they did the remake of the movie, he was probably 25ers, somewhere around there. I don't know if the movie was any good. I just remember he was in it.
I just love the end when that helicopter lands and the army guy. What have you boys been up to?
Yeah, man. Like, all right, your question. Which U.S. state has the most shoreline along the Pacific Ocean?
Ooh.
Along the Pacific.
I got this.
It's got to be Hawaii.
It's got to be Alaska.
Alaska.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Matt, question four.
Question number four. What were the names of the two hosts, of the host and his sidekick on the TV show Fantasy Island?
Okay, so... I know the actor's name, of course, but let's see.
You know the actor's name?
But not the characters that they were. You got the plain man.
You got one guy,
the main man.
You got one guy with one name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I know him.
I don't know his actual first name.
I know the names of both actors.
But I don't know the one guy's first name, but I know the other guy's single name.
Yeah, I don't know the other guy's first name.
Correct.
I know his last name, right.
Yeah, I know his real name.
I know his real name as well.
But I don't know him any other than a surname, so to speak.
Yeah.
Did he ever call him Boss?
Yeah.
He called him Boss a lot. He's a plain Boss.
Yeah, plain Boss. Yeah. Is that Satan?
I don't even think he even said his boss's name. I think he only ever called him Boss.
All right. Yeah, I can picture all that. I know he's a little guy.
The plan.
Oh.
Yes.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Any ideas there? Any ideas, Matt?
No, I was going to Boss was one of them because that's all he ever called him. All right. That was. Yeah.
So the little person is tattooed.
That is tattooed, yeah.
That's Hervé Valachez.
Hervé Valachez, yes.
And what's his name in real life?
Hervé Valachez. His name
is the name of the guy that played Tattoo.
No, the tall guy.
Ricardo Montalban. He played Mr. Rourke, but also played Khan in The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But his
same guy.
His real name is awesome.
Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what, he was always kind of cool.
He was always leading with a tease. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, Tattoo. Little did they know, the Red Baron still can fly.
Seriously, you went there, you had some fantasy.
And all of a sudden, you know,
and
like
he would tell Tattoo
the Red Baron
why they're going to regret that. He always wanted to hunt dinosaurs. Little did he know, he'll be doing it without a gun. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Ooh. He doesn't know he will still see my love gun.
Bum, 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 bum. And then Kiss showed up on Fantasy Island.
That weird taste in his mouth is my mustache. All right.
Damn.
That's a good one, Buff.
The downstairs mustache?
Boss, you'll be downstairs. All right, your question.
Downstairs mustache.
Hey, Boss.
The plane.
Oh, man, she's got a handlebar.
That'd be cool.
Looks like Hulk Hogan down there.
Or like Raleigh Fingers.
And after says, hey, brother.
Hey, welcome. Brother. That's like a welcome mat.
Hey, brother. Let me tell you it's your vitamins. It's some vitamin V. All right. I was wondering a woman with a voice like that.
Looks like
God, you're sexy. Are you thrilled?
My crotch looks like Paul Tuttle.
Take off your pants.
Mike's mother-in-law did a horrible impression of me the other day at our event.
Did she?
She did?
Yeah. Our mutual friend came over and was just kind of joking around like, should we get another beer, boys? And she goes, yes. I was like, I don't sound like that. We don't talk like that. That's how guys sound.
Yes.
All right. Good on you, Ma.
Do you want a beer? We'll get you a beer.
Yes. All right, your question. What fictional park is home to Yogi Bear?
Ooh.
Jellystone National.
There it is.
I like that you added national.
Jellystone National.
Officially recognized. Yeah.
Jellystone National Park.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy. What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.